Good morning, everybody. This morning, we're going to hear from a shepherd, and he's talking to us about his relationship with his sheep. I'm sure it's a verse you're all familiar with. But this shepherd loves and cares for us very deeply. This shepherd stands in the way of any enemy that might approach us. This shepherd, we can always trust in his presence and his leadership. But let me tell you a story first before I get to the reading. This is a story about my mother, my number one mentor in my faith, still today and has always been. Just on 2 weeks ago, she had two intruders break into her back patio. They actually kicked the door in. For some reason, they were disturbed, and then they quickly moved on. Clearly, the family had some big discussions with Mum, and clearly we were all very concerned. But Mum, in her own quiet way and in a few words, just said, "The Lord loves me, the Lord protects me, the Lord is always with me." And she didn't want to move, she didn't want to do anything. But clearly we set about putting security measurements in place. 3 nights later, the same intruders returned. This time, kicking the rear door in, despite the fact that my brother had put double barrel bolts into the rear patio door. Still, Mum, in a calmness and serenity, when the rest of the family were panicking around her, calmly said to everybody, and I can sum it up in 3 words, and the 3 words she said to me were, "I have this shepherd." That's quite apt that I'm taking this reading this morning. So if you'd like to follow me in the reading, it's page 870 in the Pew Bibles, and it is John 10, verses 11 through to 18. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep. They are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Paul. Well, let me extend a warm welcome to you if you're visiting us this morning. My name is David. I'm the pastor here. We're continuing our series on John's Gospel, and we're now come to chapter 10. So why don't I pray for us as we look at this passage together this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you love us, and we know that because you sent your one and only Son to live the life we can't, to die the death we deserve. Thank you that Jesus is the good shepherd. We pray that we do hear his voice, that we will follow him, and that we will worship him as our Lord and God. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I was wondering whether the kids can help me this morning. An adjective is a descriptive word. And I was wondering whether some of the kids might want to help me with an adjective, with one descriptive word to describe some animals. And so how would you describe a dog with one word, with one adjective? What word comes to mind? Anyone? Oh, yep, Joshy. Yeah, sorry, I didn't catch that. Anyone else? An adjective, a descriptive word for a dog. Friend, companion. Yes, yeah, Sarah has something. Woof, woof. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, okay, what about a sloth? Lazy? Peter? Anything else? Sleepy? Slow? They're great adjectives, aren't they? Oh, what about a sheep? What about a sheep? Sorry? Follower. Yeah. Anything else? Maybe woolly. Cuddly. Well, I don't know if you've seen this video, but last November at a sheep farm in China, a sheep started walking around in circles. And soon enough, other sheep decided to follow this sheep that started walking in circles. And by the end of it, most of the sheep in that pen started walking in circles. Now, this didn't just last for a few minutes or a few hours. It lasted for 12 straight days. It left the farmer confused, the experts bemused, with some saying that sheep are just dumb animals. That's the adjective to use for sheep, dumb. Now, that might be a bit harsh, but if you read this article from a few years back, then you might agree. 450 Turkish sheep leaped to their deaths. Now, why would they do that? So the story goes, the Turkish shepherds went out for breakfast. They left their sheep to graze the grass on their own. And what happened next was that it devastated the entire community. One sheep decided to jump off a cliff. And guess what the other 1,500 sheep decided to do? Follow the leader. Jump off the cliff. There are actual photos of dead sheep that had jumped off the cliff, but I decided not to show it because there are kids in the room. The others managed to... Now, 450 sheep died, 1,500 jumped off. Now, why did so many survive? Well, it's because the ones that died and splattered first became a cushion for the rest. They effectively jumped on a pile of wool. Now, the loss of the shepherds to the families cost them US $100,000. Now, it might be a bit harsh to say sheep are dumb animals, but maybe not. They're not very bright, are they? Now, maybe a more descriptive word, a better adjective to use for sheep might be dependent. You see, sheep aren't completely dumb. Now, according to research, I don't know how they came to this conclusion, but according to research, the IQ of sheep is equal to that of cattle. I don't know whether that's a good thing or bad thing, but apparently it's below the IQ of pigs. Now, they can learn the faces of over 50 humans and other sheep. And they will remember your face and the face of up to 50 sheep for years. So they can't be completely dumb. They're dependent. In fact, they can even be trained to learn their name. And so you could call them by name, just as you can call a dog by name. So they're not completely dumb. They're dependent animals. In the wild, they're helpless against predators like wolves. They can't protect themselves. And like we've seen, they need a leader they can trust. They're dependent on a leader. A leader who won't lead them to aimlessly walk around in circles all day long, day after day, or even jump off a cliff to their death. They need a leader. They're dependent animals. What they need is a shepherd. A good shepherd, a shepherd who cares for his sheep and protects his sheep. A good shepherd who leads his sheep to open pastures and still waters. A shepherd like the shepherd that we see in today's passage in John's Gospel. A shepherd like Jesus who says, "I am the good shepherd." Now, what image might conjure up in your head when you think about a shepherd? Maybe an Australian farmer herding his sheep with his whip and border collie. Or maybe a Middle Eastern man walking along the fields of Palestine with his sheep. But what we'll see in today's passage, the picture that should conjure up in your mind on this Good Friday, when you think of the Good Shepherd, must be the cross of Jesus Christ. He's the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. And what he expects from his sheep is that his sheep listen to his voice and follow him. And that's what I want you to be thinking about this morning. Is Jesus your good shepherd? Do you listen to him and follow him? So first, Jesus is the good shepherd. He says this in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, if you think about that statement, no one in their right mind would do that. That a shepherd, a human being, would lay down his life for his sheep, animals. So say, for example, you've got a dog that you love, a dog that who's sick, a dog called Percy Jackson. You don't know what's wrong with him. So you take him to the vet across the road, and the vet says to you, I'm so sorry, but Percy Jackson's dying. There's a problem with his heart. If he's to survive, he needs a heart transplant. Now, when you hear these words, and this is your dog on the table, you're devastated, and you wonder, well, what would I do? How can I save my precious dog, my loyal dog? And so what you say to the vet is this, take my heart. Give him my heart so that he might live even though I die. That's what you'd say, wouldn't it? I am the good master who lays down his life for his dog. Now, my guess is that you would never say that. No one else has ever said that, not in a million years, because no one would lay down their life for an animal. Most dog owners would be devastated if they learned that their dog is dying, but the last thing that will cross their mind is that they would switch their life for their animal, that they would sacrifice themselves for a pet. No matter how much they love, no matter how much they care for that animal. Now, I know the analogy isn't perfect, but it helps us appreciate what Jesus is saying here. You see, no matter how much we love our pets, we'll never die for our pets. In fact, if someone sacrificed themselves for a pet, we think them a fool. Because the worth of a human life far outweighs the value of an animal. Yet Jesus is willing to do that and more. Because he isn't just a person willing to die for an animal. He is the Creator God who came down to die for his created people. And that's what Good Friday is all about. Good Friday reminds us again that the Son of God became the Son of Man to die for his bride, the church. And it wasn't just a throwaway line or a statement of good intent, but he in fact did die for the sins of the world. He's the good shepherd. He was willing and able to do what no one else can do. He is the good shepherd. He went to face the enemies of his sheep, the wolves, as it were, of sin and death and judgment, to protect his sheep, to save his sheep, even if it meant dying an innocent death for his sheep. He is the good shepherd. For he is our Creator God who loves us and not like a hired hand who would abandon us. We see this in verse 12. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming and he abandons the sheep and runs away, then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. You see, a hired hand loves his life more than the sheep. But Jesus loves his sheep more than his own life. He is the good shepherd. But Jesus makes it very clear that not everyone is his sheep. Not every person in the world is his sheep. Let me explain. So when the 1,500 sheep jumped off the cliff, everyone in the community was impacted. Why is that? Well, it's because even though the 1,500 sheep would graze together all day on the same field and drink from the same waters, they actually belonged to 26 different families. And so how would a shepherd know which one was their sheep? And how would each sheep know who their shepherd was? Well, they're probably tagged in some way. But because sheep aren't completely dumb, but they can recognize up to 50 faces and can learn their name, when the shepherds come, the shepherds can call them by name, and the sheep will hear their shepherd's voice and follow them. Because the shepherd knows their sheep, and their sheep will hear their shepherd's voice and follow him. And in a similar way, Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep. He calls them by name, and his sheep know him. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. What this means is that Good Friday isn't good for everyone. Because Jesus didn't die for everyone, he only died for his sheep. And just in case we think he's only talking about the Jews here, he's not. He's talking about those who hear his voice and follow him. So no matter who you are or where you've come from, if you listen to Jesus and follow him, then you're his sheep. You could be from Israel or Argentina. You could be a murderer who's locked up in a prison cell in Paris, or the Prime Minister of Australia. Those who belong to Jesus are those who hear his voice and follow him. We see this in verse 16. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. That is, he's referring to Israel. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. You see, Jesus is the good shepherd. And you belong to Jesus and his flock, not because you're the prettiest or brightest, though you might be. Not because you're the most respected or the wealthiest, though you might be. It's because you believe that Jesus died for you and came back to life to prove it. Have a look at verse 17. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. You see, anyone can say, I'll lay down my life for you. It is an amazing message. I'll lay down my life. I'll die for you. I'll die in your place. But only Jesus can say, I'll take it up again. You see, if someone's pointing a gun at you, and I can push you out of the way and take the bullet for you and die in your place. But I certainly don't have authority to take up my life again. If I'm dead, I don't have any power, I don't have any authority to be undead. But Jesus said he could and he did, which is exactly what we'll focus on Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And so friends, do you hear the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd? Do you follow him like your life depended on it? Because to follow a thief or robber or even a hired hand might lead you aimlessly through life like the sheep that walked in circles for 12 straight days. To follow a thief or robber or even a hired hand might lead you to jump off a cliff and lead you to your own death. But if you listen to the voice of Jesus, he will die for you and lead you to greener pastures. He'll help you see that you matter because he loved you more than his own life. You see, we're all dependent like sheep. We all listen to someone's voice, and who we listen to matters. And so let me encourage you this Good Friday to listen to Jesus, to follow him to greener pastures and still waters. For he is the one and only good shepherd.